What's the special quality a man has, just like a tree? In this week's Torah reading called Shoftim, which means judges, by the end, it talks about laying siege to a city. The children of Israel had to conquer the land of Canaan and transform it into the land of Israel. And to conquer cities in the old days, they had to siege the city and so on. In order to do that, they used to cut trees, wood, and use that wood to actually make towers and destroy the walls of the city and so on. And the Torah says that when laying siege to a city and cutting the trees, you have to be careful. Don't cut the fruit-bearing trees. You can cut those trees that don't bear fruit, but the ones that bear fruit, don't cut them. Because, and this is what the Torah says, the verse, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadehu. Man is like a tree of the field. Therefore, don't cut the tree and so on. Now, our sages in the Talmud ask, is it true that a man is like a tree of the field? Like, we're not trees, we're human beings. And our sages answer that if you see a student, a Talmid Chacham, like a rabbi, a real knowledgeable person that behaves with good character traits, that's like a tree with fruits, eat from it. But if you see a rabbi, whatever, a knowledgeable person in Torah and so on, that doesn't bear fruit, doesn't behave properly, so you can cut it and build your siege to the city and so on. Apparently, how does this answer the question? The question was, is man a tree of the field? The answer would be yes or no, but how does this thing of comparing man to a rabbi or somebody with knowledge and so on, and according to the fruit it bears and so on, how does that answer the question? After all, we're not trees of the field. In order to understand all of this, we have to know that there are four types of creatures in the world. The lowest one, inanimate objects like stones and minerals and so on. Then you have vegetables. Then you have animals, and then you have human beings. And there's a virtue that vegetables, and specifically trees, have all over all the other ones. What's the virtue? A tree, vegetable and tree, is connected to its source, and moreover, it gets livelihood and it grows outside of its source because it is connected to its source, even in a deeper way than, for instance, animals. Animals move around and they're not connected to its source. Even fish, that actually they live within their source, but they're not connected to the real source where they got from, where they came from. They move from one place to another place. They can even move from a sea into a river, from a river into a sea, and so on. But a tree, a plant in general, and a tree in particular, is connected constantly to its source, and that's what gives it life. And furthermore, a tree has an advantage over other vegetables, because other vegetables, they get destroyed by the pass of time. A tree stands in its place from year to year and bears fruit from year to year and so on. So we see that the strength of the tree is in its roots that are connected to the source of livelihood, the earth. Now, each one of these four components in creation actually are found in man also. So we have the inanimate part of man, we have a vegetable part of man, and we have an animal, and we have a man of the man, sort of thing. What's the vegetable, the tree part of a man? Emotions. Emotions grow from one level to another level and are very different than intellect. Intellect would be like the animal of man, because intellect has the capacity to go from one place to another place. Even if you hold a specific way, you can understand a completely opposite idea. And furthermore, you can even move yourself to the other idea, change your mind. So we see that an animal moves from one place to another place. Intellect moves from one place to another place, which is not the case with emotions. Emotions are always the same way. They can grow, become stronger. You can feel them in a more powerful way. But they're always the same thing. What's kindness? It's always kindness. What's strictness? It's always strictness. A greater way, a smaller way, but it's always the same thing. So that's the plant and tree part of a human being, emotions. But emotions are only useful when they're connected to its source. Now, going back to the original question that our sages ask, is a man the tree of the field? And the answer is yes, actually. We are trees of the field. Why? Because in the emotions of a human being, you can actually recognize the essence of its soul. In the intellect of a person, you don't see who the person really is, because you can actually hold in a specific way, because that makes sense for the particular circumstance, but that's not yourself. That's not you. You don't feel comfortable into how you hold, but you know you have to hold this way. But in the feelings, oh, over there, there's the expression of the essence of the soul. You can't feel one way and not be true to yourself. That would be a sick thing, at least a soul sickness. In any case, in the emotions of a person, the essence of the soul gets expressed. So we are the trees of the field. And why do our sages use this comparison to a rabbi or a knowledgeable person and so on if they behave properly, so then you can eat, quote-unquote, their fruits, otherwise not? Because the truth is that the real advantage and virtue of a feeling, of an emotion, is when it's guided through the intellect. So it is not enough that this guy knows a lot of Torah. It is not enough that this guy gives, brilliant classes and ideas and so on. How does he behave? How do his emotions express his real essence? Now, when these emotions are left to do whatever they want, it's very dangerous. It's just like a horse. You leave the horse free and, the horse is going to go wherever it wants. You have to take a yoke and put it into the horse, and it's going to lead you faster and better to your destination than if you just have to walk. So the real virtue of emotions is when they're guided through the intellect, but not when they're limited to the intellect, because intellect is it's a very cold thing, and emotions are very hot, and strength, and enthusiasm, and so on. So going back, is man a tree of the field? And the answer is yes. How do we see this? Because when you have a leader that actually behaves in the proper way, has good character traits, then you can eat, quote-unquote, their fruits. But if you have a leader that you don't see him behaving as he says people have to behave and so on, so therefore, don't eat their fruit. That's a tree that does not bear fruit, and you can actually use it to siege a city and so on, destroy it. Of course, the most basic lesson over here is we have to know that Torah is the source of our livelihood. Godliness, which is within the Torah, which connects us, the Torah connects us to God, that's the real source of life of a human being. So as long as we are connected to our souls, just like the tree that never gets disconnected and it lasts year after year, then we're going to be able to actually use our intellect that the Torah teaches us to guide and orient properly our emotion. And as soon as a person gets disconnected from its source, God forbid, we know what happens to a fish when you take it out of the water, and you know what happens to a tree when you take it out of its place, you cut the roots and so on. So let us make the effort of never disconnecting from our source of life, which is godliness, as it is written. As soon as you are connected, attached, clinged to God, then you are alive.